Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Richard Needle again, PhD nutritionist with a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia. And tonight I'm very excited because I've got my wife, Jackie, who will spend a few minutes and share her story with you in the early part of this evening. And I wanted to mention to you that I like to pick up from the news each week some information that comes through to the general public about nutrition and vitamins and things to do with holistic health. And there was a very, very large study from the Physicians Health Study this past week. It's an 8-year study, and they have announced that vitamin E and vitamin C do not prevent heart disease or strokes, and that E increases bleeding strokes. So, folks, after my wife comes on and tells you her story, and we will get into that and discuss a little more in detail what that really means. They also said that folic acid and B12 did not prevent heart disease. So we're going to address that. We're going to find out, is that really true? Is that a skewed study? Is it for real? And we'll get into it. But what I'd like to do now is to turn over the program to my wife, Jackie. I am 71 years old, and Jackie is 70. And I want her to tell you about her background and our 11 and a half years together in our marriage, and what has happened and where we were health-wise and where we are today. So I'm going to turn it over to Jackie, and then we'll get back and continue on with the rest of the program.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. As Dr. Needle said, this is Jackie, and I cannot say enough wonderful things about his program, and it has nothing to do with that I'm crazy about the guy. I just have had so many wonderful improvements to my health. As he told you, we've been together 11 and a half years, married 11 and a half years, actually. And when we were first married, one of my grandchildren, we'd been married maybe a year or so, one of my granddaughters came up to me and kind of patted me on the shoulder and said, Nana, why do you say so much? I was startled. I didn't realize that I did that. So I went to Dick and I said to him, do I say a lot? He said, yes. You say it quite a bit, and especially when you're on the phone. I said, well, why didn't you tell me? And he said, because I don't know of anything right now to help you. And I think that was really the start of the search of, he had always used supplements, vitamins and supplements in his practice, but he thought that I needed more than that. And so he was dousing already, and then he just realized that he could douse over the internet and pick up the energy of something over the internet. And the first product that he found was our Noni, and then he found the royal jelly, and then he found the minerals, and then he found the water. And with all of those things, you can hear that I am not unless I want to and say that. And the dementia that I had is totally gone. I'm 70 years old. My memory is great. And my health is incredible. A few months ago, I passed the physical for a life insurance policy. And I passed it at the top. It's called the Preferred Plus Basis. And I know that's so unusual. The doctor that gave me the physical, I kept telling him that I was going to pass this at the top. He wanted to know who was my doctor. I said, Dr. Needle. And what does he do for you? I said, he keeps me healthy. And what drugs do you take? I said, none. So all of my improvements were done with our supplements. No over-the-counter drugs, no medications prescribed by a doctor. All of this has been done naturally. I don't take any drugs or medications, and neither does Dr. Needle. I was a jock when I was younger, so my knees were not very good, and I had had, they weren't very good because I'd had surgery on both of my knees. They are getting stronger and stronger. I can tell I probably could beat any other, I'm sure I could, any other 70-year-old in a race if that were the case. My thyroid has been balanced naturally. I'm very trim. I don't have any osteoporosis. I used to have a problem with eating. I mean, he just passed me a note. Excuse me. I used to have a problem with when I would sneeze or when I would laugh hard, I would wet myself. I don't have that anymore at all. I left out something that is so, so important when I was mentioning the noni, the royal jelly, the minerals, and the water. I left off our eating plan. And Dr. Needle does an eating plan. It's a blueprint eating plan. My eating plan is different than yours would be. Mine is different from Dr. Needle's. Mine is different from my children. It's just strictly for me. He douses. We have 500 foods that he douses for each individual that comes and takes our program. And my health is just incredible. I probably am healthier than some of my children. Some of them are on the program and some of them are not on the program. Also, my energy level is incredible. It used to be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I would say, I'm going in the other room. And that meant don't come in the room because I'm going to take a nap. I could not go through a whole day without taking a nap. And I don't have that anymore. My energy level is just incredible. And you can have the same thing. It's not that I'm anybody special. My parents didn't live. My father was only 70 when he passed away. My mother was 82, and they both had cancer. I have no traces of cancer in my body. My cholesterol level when I started this program, Dr. Needle's program, was 305. It's now 228 or 225, something like that. All of this was done naturally. No drugs, no medications, no over-the-counter medications. It's all done with our products, with our eating plan. You can do the same thing. You can have the same thing. Dr. Needle, when he gets back on the phone, will give you the radio phone number if you want to call him now, and he will also give you the number for our office, which is in our home, if you want to call after he finishes the program. But anyway, you can have the same good health that I am experiencing. I'm the pool girl. We happen to have a pool at our house, and I'm the one that takes care of the pool. He's the one that takes care of the yard. We have the best time because we feel good. Life is just beautiful when you feel good. And we have that. It is just, it's incredible. Our life together is incredible. And so much of that we owe to his program. I just feel so honored and so blessed to know him, to have taken his program. And all of you out there that are listening, you can have the same thing. Thank you so much, and I'm going to give you back to Dr. Needle.
Thank you, Jackie. What I want to do is to give you the call-in number, and if you've got questions for Jackie, she's still around. I can turn them back over and let her talk to you. If you've got questions for me, I'd like you to give a call, and let's get that number, 1-888-815-9756. So just call 1-888-815-9756. And I understand that there are people that don't want to talk live and talk to an audience out there, and that's fine. And if you're not comfortable with that, let me give you my office number where you can reach me tonight, you can reach me tomorrow, or during the week, and if I'm not in and I'm with a client, I'll get right back with you. So you can call 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. My website is info@dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G, forhealth.com. info@dowsingforhealth.com if you'd like to email me. Once again, when you call in, and if you would like a brief dowsing of the heart, the arteries, checking for cancer, checking for the glucose levels and insulin levels, that is a very basic thing that I have been doing off and on during the past several weeks on my program, and I'm happy to do that for you. And I know people are very intrigued, and they're surprised because I have started doing a chronological age versus the real age in your body. Like, what is the real age inside of the different organs versus what is your chronological age? And I have to tell you, folks, when somebody starts with our program, like before we started with our program, which has been a few years now, their chronological age versus their real age, there's a pretty big spread, and it's nothing to get alarmed about. It is to show that this is where you are, and if you continue with your present lifestyle and eating style and supplementation style, if you have that, that it will continue to really expand the aging process. And what we're doing, we all are going to age. What we're doing is to slow up the aging process. That's the key, and that's what this program does. So, again, call 1-888-815-9756, and we'll talk live if you would like, or you can call my office at 1-800-653-1056 after the program, or any time during the next week. I'm happy to talk with you. I want to go back to my introduction about vitamin E and C with this huge 8-year study by the Physicians Health Study. I agree, and my dowsing concurs, that this is authentic study, and that taking vitamin C and E in an isolated, folks, listen to what I'm going to say now very carefully, in an isolated synthetic chemical basis, okay, it's not going to work. And the vitamin E is going to increase the bleeding strokes. What they're doing is that they are taking out from the original source of E and C when it was in a whole food form. They have taken it out, and it becomes a chemical. It's like a pharmaceutical drug. And you say, well, this is natural. But the body basically only recognizes that vitamin E and that vitamin C in its whole form, in its whole food form. When you take an isolated synthetic chemical and you put that into your system, the body says, hello, what is this? This is a foreign substance. And what I have to do is to figure out a way to store it or excrete it from the body. And so it doesn't get absorbed and assimilated into the bloodstream and into the cells to really create the prevention of heart disease and strokes, which vitamin E and C will do when it's in concert in a whole food form. And the high vibrations and the life force of that food is taken in. So it's a very important concept to understand. And as we go on this evening, you're going to understand that just because something is a whole food doesn't mean it's right for everyone. How about that? And I'll go into more detail and explain that as we go along. So it's very important to understand. There's another study talking about cholesterol, and the people in the know in the alternative or holistic field, they know, and the alternative medical doctors, that cholesterol is one of 14 to 15 odd ways that somebody can have a heart attack. It is not, folks, it is not the cause of a heart attack. It's not the cause of heart disease. You know, cholesterol is made by our bodies. And when we shut it off, like a cholesterol drug will do, what happens then? Well, some people who are prone to Alzheimer's and dementia, that myelin sheath, that part of the brain that's supposed to have the high cholesterol, okay, it's been shut off because the doctors will tell them to only eat egg whites and watch their fat and make it low fat, so they are deficient in essential fatty acids and the good fat that's in our body. Well, what's going to happen? Maybe it's good for one person, but not necessarily another person. And so one size does not fit all. And I want to explain for those that are brand new, particularly tonight, to listen in and compare this particular program to understand why my wife Jackie, who you heard earlier, and my health, why my chronological age is 71. Right now, my age of my body is 39, folks, 39. Jackie is age 70, and her real age of inside her organs is like a 37-year-old person. Amazing, but true. And one of these days, sometime in the future, who knows when, there are going to be machines that will accurately bring up the information that I'm giving you with the high accuracy and the feedback that I've gotten with many, many, many clients that I've worked with in the United States and Canada. And by the way, I mostly work by phone. You don't have to come to Atlanta, Georgia, and be in my office for this program to work for you. It doesn't matter, and most people are by phone. But if you will understand that our genes are no different than anybody else's, and Jackie mentioned about her parents and my parents, we are not amazing Superman and Superwoman who are walking around. We're not taking any drugs. We're not taking any herbs. We don't need them. And I'm not telling you that there are times where we do need medicinal drugs. Of course, if somebody has a heart attack, you're not going to be able to work with my plan if you are having a heart attack. If you had reconstructive surgery, having an accident, and God forbid, and an automobile accident, we certainly need this kind of help, and there are miracle things that go on in the medical community. Most of it you don't need. Most of it you do not need. There are alternative ways. And what I want to do is to spend a few minutes and go over why my particular program is different than anything else that's out there, why I am on this international BBS radio show every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's to get the word out that whatever we have mostly heard, and at one time it was all the medical community. It's called allopathic medicine. It's your medical doctors, and it's treating symptoms. It's drugs and surgery. This is what is taught in medical school, and that is what's going on with our basic medicine today. And the other choices, which a few years ago most people weren't even aware of, or if they heard of it, it was hokey and unproven and unscientific. It's called the holistic healing methods of health, okay, the alternative medicine, the alternative medical doctors, naturopaths, naturopathic physicians, chiropractors who have nutritional background. And folks, it's natural healing, but it's still treating symptoms. You're still treating symptoms. Herbs are natural medicines, okay? And so they are treating a symptom. My particular program, the third choice, so to speak, is for people to understand that there is a modality of health that is involved with, ready, removing the causes of sickness and disease. Going to repeat that. Removing the causes of sickness and disease. And when the body has a homeostasis, meaning that it is balanced or becoming balanced, and when it is given the compatible foods that it needs for its own genetics, that's where my dousing comes in. When it's given the compatible foods primarily for the specific genetics of that individual, when the nutritional deficiencies are filled in, and when the specific energy water that is given to bring in cell oxygenation and to bring in hydration to the body. And most people, folks, are not hydrated. I don't care if you're drinking 6, 8, or 10 glasses a day, and if you work out at the gym and have your bottle with you wherever you go, that doesn't mean you're hydrated. Or just because you're doing cardiovascular work, aerobics, because you are not oxygenating the cells. And we'll get into that a little more towards the end of the program, the details of it. But I wanted you to understand and get a general overall look at the three different healing modalities that are out there. You no longer, if you're listening to this program, and if you are already a client who's listening tonight, you will already know this, okay, that you do have other choices. You don't have to settle for just what's out there. I had a gentleman call me this morning, and he had hepatitis B and hepatitis C. He'd had a liver transplant. And the medical doctor wants to put him on dialysis. Well, what does Dr. Needle do first? 100% of the time, with a God-given gift that I have with this dowsing. It's not your typical dowsing. The typical dowsers find me on the internet and come to me as clients. Anyway, what was going on is, number one, could I help this fella? Absolutely, I can help this fella. Could I help him with the hepatitis B and C? I can literally heal that hepatitis B, and I can't heal the hepatitis C, but I can stop it in its tracks. I can keep it from ever, as long as he's on my program, forever causing a problem later on if it got worse. So here is a choice for this gentleman. He doesn't have to settle for dialysis, which he'll be on for the rest of his life. And as you know that diabetics are on, he has that choice. And it's up to him what he wants to do with it. It's up to him with choices. And he'll know quick whether this is working or not by the way he feels, by the energy, by the stamina, or if he's got arthritis, is beginning to go away. But folks, I use phytonutrient therapy. Phytonutrient therapy. Phyto is a fancy Greek word for plant therapy. Everything I use has no negative side effects. No negative side effects. That's the beauty of it. When you take drugs, folks, and the pharmaceutical industry wants everybody on cholesterol drugs, and if they can get them younger and younger and have your kids younger and younger, and because they're overweight, they should be on these statin drugs, God help these people, because every single drug, not most of them, you have to understand, just because you've got insurance to cover part of it, not necessarily all of it, doesn't make it the right, perfect thing for the health of the body. You have to understand that, generally speaking, when you take these medicines, I don't care what it's for, when you take them, and again, if it's emergencies, there are situations where they can help and be needed, not necessarily permanently, but temporarily. But these medicines will take care of the particular problem that's going on there, like a statin drug. It's taking care of the cholesterol, lowering the cholesterol level. And do you know that a man my age at 71, if I had a very low cholesterol on one of these Crestor or drugs, I'm in high danger of heart disease and a heart attack. Because as you get into your 70s, and particularly 75 and older, for any older people, or if any of you with your parents living in their 70s or 80s, it is very dangerous to lower the cholesterol. And the older we get, the higher it can go and be healthier for us. How about them apples, huh? So, but anyway, when you take these drugs, they may correct and palliate or push down the problem that's in the body, but folks, it's a isolated synthetic chemical, just like a multivitamin with all these separate different things in it that have been separated out. So what's going to happen? Those chemicals are going to go elsewhere in the body, and someday they're going to cause a problem somewhere else in your body. Guess where it's going to be a problem? Guess where? It depends upon your genetics. It depends upon your genetics. Then you take another drug and another specialist, and it goes on, and all of a sudden you're taking 5, 6, 8, 12 different medicines. Nobody knows. I can pick it up with my dowsing and tell you in a heartbeat what's working and what's not working in your system. But they don't have that gift, or are they interested in getting involved with that? And the pharmacist knows just so much, but he doesn't know all of the biochemistry, because there are hundreds and hundreds of drugs that are out there that people are taking automatically. So here again is that other choice. So again, I want to give the number. If you want to call in, 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756. I had a call a couple of weeks ago from Paris, France. Very exciting to not only out of the United States, but to reach that far. So give me a call, and I will answer any questions, anything about Jackie's situation this evening or what I have said this evening. But I wanted to throw that out. And if you want to contact me individually, I'll spend some time with you. I take the time because I am not your typical doctor who is too busy to listen to what you have to say, and too busy in turning everything over to the nurses. I'm here to help you and to explain. If I have to go over three or four times, I will take the time so that you fully understand that there is a better way than to cut, burn, and poison people into health, which is our regular medicine. It's a better way most of the time. And if we can truly prevent it, in my program, I am removing the causes. I am removing the causes of illness and sickness. And I want to go into a little more detail the three components of my service and what I do. Okay. It is my experience, and for several years, I too was a holistic physician. Not really, folks. Not really. I was an alternative nutritionist, not an MD. I'm not a medical doctor. I have a PhD. Thank you, God, because I never would have moved into what true healing is all about. I never would have moved into it. And so let's talk about the first component. The first component is the number one reason, primarily, not 100%. I don't think there is any 100%. But the primary reason for sickness and disease in the human body is incompatible foods that we take in. Day in and day out, month in and month out, year in and year out, that we think are good for us, or we like them a lot and we kind of have cravings for them. But in these foods, there are some protein chemicals called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S. Well, what are lectins? Lectins are these protein chemicals that, depending upon the genetics of the individual, and every one of us has an individual blueprint, folks, right? We have an individual blueprint, and that's what I'm working with. So I take 500 foods, and it's 7 pages of personally dousing, and my wife, Jackie, is one that I'm dictating this information to. And she listed for foods that are beneficial for that particular client, foods that are neutral. It's okay to eat them. They're not health foods, but they're not harming you at cell level. And the foods to avoid. And let me explain why. When food comes into your system, let's take an example. Of a person, and citrus is a food that's good for them and beneficial. So the lectins are beneficial. The orange is eaten, goes down into the gut, into the bloodstream, out into the cells, and it's absorbed and assimilated, and it's compatible to that person's genetics, that particular citrus category. Everything is A-OK. Now, suppose that another client has an incompatibility to citrus, so that other person at the grocery store picked up the same navel orange and brought it home and started eating it. After all, it's got vitamin C in it, and fruits and vegetables are good for us. Well, I'm here to tell you, one size does not fit all. Every fruit and vegetable is not compatible, lectin-wise, with the human body because of our specific genetics. We're all different. So, it goes into the blood, into the body, down into the gut, starts breaking down, goes to the cells of the body, and it starts to irritate those cells. Later on, you keep eating those citrus fruits, and they are incompatible for your system. You then have inflammation. And folks, the medical community pretty much agrees in today's world that inflammation is an early stage of disease, but I'm going earlier. I'm going back to the irritation of the cell prior to the inflammation. And they can give you a C-reactive protein test, and it will show the inflammation in your system. And I can douse your body and tell you the same thing, and then you can have that test and compare it. And it's amazing how accurate the dousing will be for it. It's just astoundingly accurate, and with God's blessing, it's not me personally coming up with this information. This information comes to me and through me and demonstrated through the dousing. Okay, so that's the difference between compatible and incompatible lectins, and it is the primary cause of disease. If people will do at least 80%, some will do more. There's room for cheating. This is not a diet, okay, a strict diet. It is once and for all learning what the right proteins are for you. What is the right protein? What are the right carbohydrates? What are the right fruits and vegetables? What are the right spices? What about grains? Are they good for me? Should I be a vegetarian? Should I eat soy? Is soy good for me? Well, folks, everybody's different, and for look at the Asian population. Soy is good for them, and so there are others who have problems with soy, and there are people who are not Asian whose genetics somewhere upline can allow that soy to come in and work for them. So that's the primary cause of disease, and that's what we concentrate on in the beginning. Number two, the second category, the second most obvious problem with sickness and disease are nutritional deficiencies. Well, we talked earlier about C and E in an isolated form, and we can go into the drugstore, and I used to give in my practice people, you're giving them extra calcium and potassium and magnesium and B12, and we could go on and on and on and on with that. But I was giving out isolated synthetic chemicals. And so I spent 2 years, folks, and I went all over the world to find the right kind of supplements that Jackie mentioned earlier in the show, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere. These three products of Noni and Royal Jelly and Colloidal Minerals, They're everywhere. They're in all the health food stores all over the internet. But folks, let me tell you that the integrity and the life force and the vibration and the energy, you know, this is energy medicine. That's basically what I'm doing, is practicing energy medicine. We're nothing but vibrating molecules out there, and we're getting compatibility to heal our body. So I spent 2 years, but I never left my office, because what I did was be able to put my hand up to the internet and Google it and go through all of these manufacturers all over the world and all the different products that are out there. And after a two-year period, I picked three products that have a life force. When I go into the stores locally here in Atlanta and I douse these particular three products, I'm yet to find a life force in them. It's a waste of money. It may have beautiful colors on the label, wonderful research, a very, very well-known companies and highly respected. What I want to know is, does it have a vibration to it? And more important for me and my practice, does that material, have a compatibility vibration inside that particular person's body? Let me give you one great example. Let's talk about green tea. People talk to me and when I'm working with them, and they see that green tea is an avoid. Well, I thought green tea was good. I hear about it. The people talk about it. I read it in the health magazines. Folks, there's no one size fits all. One person's poison is another person's healing substances. It all depends on the individual, and that's what separates me and my practice from all the other stuff that's out there. And so let's go on to the third modality. The third modality is, we're going to put in and give the body genetically what it needs, mostly, primarily. Doesn't have to be 100%, at least 80%. We're going to fill in nutritional deficiencies, and it doesn't take very much to understand that our soils today are so depleted, and there are 70-something minerals in these particular products, and it only has to be a very, very tiny bit of it, but can make a big difference in the body. And our soils are so depleted, when we get our fruits and vegetables, by the time they're shipped from the West Coast to the East Coast and then stored until they're ready to come out, and they're going to order more of this produce now so that they can get a better price and store it longer because of shipping cost. What is that to the vitality? So you may not have heard, in case you haven't, that you want to buy from the local farmers and the farmer markets that patronize these people, because they are really bringing you the life force that are inside these fruits and vegetables, and support them as much as you can. Anyway, the third modality, is detoxifying the system. How do you detoxify the body? Well, you can go through all the modalities of temporary fasting, juice fasting, colonics. You get into liver cleanses, and you can go on and on with that. And you get a temporary cleansing, foot baths included, and you're not really cleansing from top to bottom the entire system. You're not really clearing out the toxins that are in trillions and trillions of cells that are in our body. And how do we do that? Well, I was again led and blessed to find a specific energy water. And there was a movie, folks, called What the Bleep. and some of you may have seen it or heard about it. In that movie was a quantum physics water that was used and demonstrated, and I had the privilege of having it under my own anti-aging plus, water plus label that is shipped to me under my own label. You can't find this in the stores, and it's not the typical smart water, dumb water, et cetera, pentahydrate that's out there. Nothing's been added to it, but it has reduced the molecular structure so small that it penetrates and goes into the cells and creates a enormous healing and detoxification from top to bottom. And that's the real key and the third most important part. I want to add something else about this water. I have clients who come to me, and almost everyone who initially comes to me, and I have checked that they do not have advanced stages of cancer or even early stages of cancer, we've been told by the medical community, and I find it over and over and over again, that there is in the cells of the human body cancer markers, microscopic cancer that is floating around, and it doesn't mean you're going to get cancer because it's in your system. If you have a predisposition, if you in your family with it, it does mean that you're going to have a higher risk for it. And it's primarily, folks, the foods that we're eating that that are the wrong lectins, going back to what I talked about earlier. So anyway, there was a German scientist called Otto Warburg, was his name, back in the early 30s. And he discovered that if the cells of our body are oxygenated at least 60 to 65%, that these early stages of cancer, these early stage of cancer markers and early tumors, microscopic tumors, cannot live. They cannot live in this high oxygen level in our bodies. And as I mentioned earlier, you're not going to get it from your typical water that's out there, and you're not going to get it by aerobic exercise. That's not going to go to the cell levels like that. So this will bring that oxygenation up. And so I have people who've had cancer, prostate cancer, all kinds of cancer, and I have people up to stage 1.5, very important, up to stage 1.5, where I have been able to help them, not just at the earlier stages of microscopic amounts. So when we put this energy water along with putting the right vibrational, nutritional products that have the life force that actually absorb and actually go into the system, and then eating primarily the foods that are genetically for us and avoiding those that are not, doesn't it make a lot of sense? Doesn't it make total sense that this is the way to go for prevention, for removing problems in their early stages? My goodness. And look at the money. Let's just talk about the money. And what a favorite subject right now with the economy the way it is. My program is very, very reasonable. For people who are taking supplements out there, I reduced your cost. I reduced your health supplementation with my program, and even with the supplementation and the eating plan, I reduce it way down where it is very, very reasonable. In fact, it would be cheaper than a latte cafe every day. I don't drink coffee, so if you're getting those fancy coffee drinks, they're going to cost as much as a day on my program. So I hope that I've still got about 5 minutes, If you still got any questions, people, I've still got 5 minutes. 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. If you want to call in now, if you want to wait and talk to me individually over the next week, you can reach me at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, which is my office number. And if I'm out or with a client, I'll be glad to get back with you just as soon as I can. And I will do dowsing for you. I will tell you whether I can help you. And I don't want this to sound conceited or boastful, but I will tell you, folks, I've done this program long enough to know that my accuracy and the healing is near 100%. That's pretty high. It's near 100% because I'm working with the specific genetics and with a God-given blessing of extremely accurate dowsing. I will be able to tell where you are on the health scheme, and you will know within a few minutes whether we're going to continue our discussion. If something is there that is unfortunately has gotten too advanced for my program, and there's so much with prevention. In one of my programs recently, I went through A to Z. Actually, we did it over a two-week period, and went through the different diseases that are out there, particularly the ones that we're the most familiar with. And there's so much prevention that can be done, and there's so much healing in the early, early stages that we can do. And let me tell you, many clients that I have who are going through menopause, and I want to speak the last couple of minutes that I have left and just tell you that my dowsing shows, and there are some studies out, that bioidentical hormones over a long period of time can cause cancer. Do they work? Absolutely they work. But at what risk are you going to take? There are natural means and natural substances, and if you're using the three components of my particular program, my wife Jackie years ago was before I even went to this three-prong program, we went to an alternative medical doctor, and he was using compound pharmacy and doing bioidentical hormones, and I mean, it knocked her out. It just made her nuts, and she was better off with the sweats than worrying about that. So that's one specific thing that I'm getting a lot of women out there now, and they're suffering from it, and you don't have to go with bioidentical hormones. It doesn't mean that you're sentenced to that, and that you should do that. There is alternatives, and it works slower. And does bioidentical hormones work? Absolutely they work. But what cost is your body going to pay? What is it going to be like a hormone therapy that for years was touted by the medical community for you to take, ladies, and that it was safe? You were told, the study showed it was safe, and then later on, they come up with the idea, and the study started showing, oh my goodness, sorry about that. We've created heart attack and strokes in women. We have created heart attacks and stroke. We better stop it. Hormone replacement therapy. Maybe there's some older women in the audience who are familiar with what I'm talking about. So I'm going to sign off. It's about that time. Call 1-800-653-1056. Happy to talk with you. And God bless. And talk to you next week.